The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Many of these thoughts come from Dr. Jeffrey Hunt of the National Institutes of Health. It's called Another Failed Presidency, and one wonders how long Dr. Hunt can remain at NIH once the powers that be get wind of this condensed article. I will add some of my thoughts also. Barack Obama is on track to have the most failed presidency since Woodrow Wilson. In the modern era, we have seen several failed presidencies, led by Jimmy Carter and LBJ. Failed presidents have one strong common trait. They are repudiated, in the vernacular, spit out. But Barack Obama is failing, failing big, failing fast, and failing everywhere. Foreign policy, domestic initiative, and most importantly, in forging connections with the American people. He's failing because he has no understanding of the American people and may indeed loathe them. He's failing because he has lost control of his message and is overexposed. And he lies easily and often, so he's no longer credible. But there's something more seriously wrong. How could a new president riding in on a wave of unprecedented promise and goodwill have forfeited his tenure and become a lame duck in 6 months? His poll ratings are in free fall. This truly is unbelievable. Obama does not have a narrative. He has a self-narrative, much of it fabricated, cleverly disguised, or written by someone else. But this self-narrative is isolated and does not connect with us. We admire those presidents whose narratives not only touch our own, but who seem stronger, wiser, and smarter than we are. But not this president. He is cold and detached. It's not so much that he's a phony, knows nothing about economics, and is historically illiterate. His notions of right and wrong are repugnant, and how things work just do not add up. His descriptions of the world we live in just do not make sense. I would like to add, he doesn't listen to the people who do not want government-controlled health care. It is for his own personal accomplishment. This alone may lose him the presidency. Expect Obama to lament at his last press conference in 2012, quote, "For those of you I offended, I apologize. For those of you who were not offended, you just didn't give me enough time. If I'd only had the second term, I could have offended you too," unquote. Yes, small presidents do fail, Obama among them. To conclude, Margaret Thatcher said, "The trouble with socialism is sooner or later you run out of other people's money." We've heard that many times, but here's another one. When you subsidize poverty and failure, you get more of both. And here's another one. The more corrupt the state, the more it legislates. And finally, this was written by unknown also. A liberal is a person who will give everything away he or she does not own. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.